Welcome to Shomar Shavana Daf. I'm Sochim Daf Nandalad. The Gemara in Mudalev have three lines at the top of the wide lines. Says Asar Dvarim Nivru Be'er Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. 10 things were created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes between Friday and Shabbos. And at first, when we go through the list, the first idea that comes up is maybe all these things are things that came here temporarily. Meaning there were things that came for a while and left, but they did not stay here for a long time. For example, the Be'er of Miriam, the Mon, even the Keshes, which is the rainbow, comes here and then leaves. The Luchos that we don't have. Kivu Shel Moshe, the Moshe Rabbeinu's cave, which really doesn't exist in the world. The Me'ara, the cave where Moshe Eliyahu stood. The Asr of Bilam, the Aretz of Korach. And etc. through all these different items. The problem is that some of the items on the list do not fit this mold. For example, the ksav. Rashi's ksav is the shape of the letters of the Aleph Beis. Why does that belong to something which came temporarily and then left? The Gemara brings on the Omer that says, Af ha'ur v'aperet, even the fire and the mule. How does that fit with this, with things that are here only temporarily? Similarly, the Gemara brings in the end of the Amud, there's a mandama that says the mazikin were created in Shas ben Hashmoshes. The mazikin are things that are in the world the whole time. That doesn't belong to the list of things that are here only for a while. And furthermore, why all these things belong to the creation of Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes? Why Dafka then? So we're going to use here the way the Maharsha over here and the Maharal and the Derech Chaim explain this Gemara. And first thing, what both the Maharsha and the Maharal say is that all the items that we're mentioning over here are things that were not created right away, but the potential of them was created. As the Gemara says later in the Amud, that we're talking about the fire, the ur, or the mule, the both the things that Allah b'machshava liboris is like a thought that came to be created, but wasn't created until later. Says the Maharal, this applies to the entire list. The entire list of things that are here, that weren't there from the beginning. The Ayil of Avraham Avinu wasn't alive for close to 2,000 years until Avraham Avinu shechted him. But the concept of the Ayil was created now, or was created over here. This also explains there's some items over here that were dependent on what's going to happen later in the future. For example, the Kaver of Moshe Rabbeinu. The only reason Moshe Rabbeinu was put in this Kaver is because he did a chait, because he sinned later with chait mei meriva. Without chait mei meriva, he would go to Eretz Yisrael, and it's brought down Chazal that he would stay alive forever. But he definitely wouldn't be buried where he was buried. So, what does that mean that this Kaver was already created? The Keshes, the rainbows, only after Dera Mabel did a chait. So why was this created earlier? But the idea is that there was a potential over here. There was a concept that this thing could potentially be created in the future, depending on what human beings will do in the later. Right now, you have this thing available to happen. So why is this over here, Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes? So the Maharal explains a very deep point, and I will say the way my Rebbe Ramoy Shapiro Zatzal used to explain it. The 6 days of the week are the days of Yom Chol, the days which are not of the spiritual days. Shabbos is the day of spirituality. Whatever is created in Ben Hashmoshes means a time which is in between. It's in between Yemoy Sechoil to the day of Shabbos, the day of Dusha. Whatever is created there in between belongs somewhat to both. Meaning, you have your things which are a little bit, they are physical, they are here in the world, you can touch them, you can feel them, but really they represent spirituality. They represent all the ruchni is coming from above. And that's the idea of, clearly, the Be'er of Miriam, for example. So you have the well, which was a nace going around, a rock going around with Am Yisrael in the Midbar. This is a kilui of Hamatana, a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a physical item that you could touch, but really it represents spirituality. The Mon that came from Shamayim obviously represents the same idea. And similarly, many other things that we have over here, the Me'ara, for example, the Moshe Eliyahu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a place which is a physical place in the world, but is able to connect to something which is much higher. So that's why these are all the items that are created in Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, in between the Yemei Sechol and Kedusha. In this case, say as well, the Maharal doesn't say that, but the idea of Ur, of fire, fire represents spirituality. Fire is light. Anything that has to do with light is something which has to do with Oreganus, connects to Oiris, Elyonim, whatever comes from above is Oiris. The fire really represents the Eish of the whole world, so that's something which is a spiritual item in the physical concept. That this is more to talk about at a different time. But what's still left in that we have to understand, that's very nice to all the items that we have over here. But what about the parent? The parent is the mule that came out of Kilayim, as the Gemara continues to say, that came from Aveiro by somebody who did a terrible Aveiro. Anno. Anno was a Rasha. That's why he did this combination. Or the Mazikim. The Mazikim or the Shadim. Why does Shadim belong to this place? So here we'll add to this explanation. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, as a side note, in Kremitz HaMincha, Oy Samech Dalet. And he says there a gewaldige thing. He says when we're talking about of a time between Yom HaShoel and Shabbos, it represents the end of Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba, there'll be no bad in the world. Olam Hazeh, there's a lot of bad in the world. But in the time in between, the end of Olam Hazeh, when Mashiach comes, that's when the bad exists, but the bad joins the good. The bad is turns into Toif. That's what happens. So in those times, you have some bad in the world, which is part of the greater good. That's what the mule and the mazikim represent. They are the bad in the world. They're the mazik, something which is bad. The mule, which is a combination of kilayim coming from Aveiro, and it represents that also joins into the Gdusha of the world. So the time of Gdusha comes, all the bad turns to the Gdusha as well. Obviously, this leaves some room for us to think to ourselves, why Dafka, the Mazikim, and why Dafka, the Pered, or the two bad things that belong to this time, Ten Lechachon Vayech Kamoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.